So I'm visiting a couple friends, asking them to retell a story that I heard many years ago that was just quite memorable. So we'll get it straight from the mouths of the actual people taking part. Or actually, were you there?
I wasn't there.
You weren't there. You just
I've
have heard
heard
the
this
story
story
well
many
enough to
times,
recite
many
it.
times.
Okay, so passing it over here to Kathy.
Okay. So it's appropriate that we're talking about this now, Fran, because this story happened opening a hunting weekend in a small town bar north of Two Harbors, not too far from Two Harbors. So my friend Tina has told me this story many, many times over the years. So Tina was a foster parent for a lot of years in Duluth. She had foster kids, and as sometimes happen, they sometimes go south on you. So she had some kids living with her, and they took a bunch of her stuff because, you know, they wanted to make money. I said to her, you know, couldn't they have just had a bake sale or something? But instead of that, they took a bunch of stuff. So Tina finds out one of the things they'd taken was her television. And this is, I think, the early to the mid-1980s. We were just talking with her sister today, who was a part of this caper with her, and you're trying to figure out what it was, and we think it was, you know, early 1980s. So she finds out that that this bar, apparently there's a fencing operation going out of there, and she could maybe get this TV back. So she has her partner at the time, who, as it turned out, was an attorney. So they drove. So it was Tina and her sister Sue, and then this attorney who will remain nameless. They drive up to this place, and is there something else?
I did. This is how I learned the meaning of the word fence, but maybe you should explain in case there's anybody out there who
Oh,
doesn't know what a
fencing.
fencing op.
Okay, so a fencing operation is, I believe that that these kids had they had s somebody had bought this television from them for very little money, and then they're going to turn around and sell it for a lot more money. So that was a fencing operation. It was illegal. So, anyways, he brings them out there, and Tina says, you know, why don't we go in and see if we can get this TV? And he says, I can't go in there. I'm an officer of the court. So he's basically driving the getaway car. So Tina and her sister go inside this place. They open up the door. It's opening a hunting. Everybody's in blaze orange. The place is packed. All of the eyes turn toward them. Her sister, who had been married to an oil executive and was, you know, pretty upper crust kind of a gal, and she had, I don't know if it was a mink coat, she had on like a fur coat, beautiful. You know, her hair was made up and makeup. And she's taller than you, Tina. Tina's like 4'11". So they belly up to the bar. Now, it turns out this place isn't really a bar. I think they sell like 3-2 beer or something. But they don't know this. And so they get up there, and Sue right away, she asks for a scotch and soda. And they asked her if she'd brought her own scotch. She looks at Tina like, what? And I said, well, how come Sue was talking? Well, she was taller. They couldn't see Tina. You know, the bar was quite crowded. So they get up there. She asked for a scotch and soda, and she didn't bring her own bottle. So she said, well, how about some Chardonnay? And they kind of looked at her. This is like a 3-2 beer place. So needless to say, I don't know what they ended up getting to drink. But then Tina wants to. She says, I'm here to get my television. The guy's like, what are you talking about? He said, well, my foster kid stole my TV, and I understand that I could get it here. So he goes in the back room, and he brings some guy out. Meanwhile, again, they're surrounded by blaze orange guys, mostly there for the opening of hunting. And so Tina's asking about this TV, and they told her, yeah, we might, you know, what does it look like? And she describes it, and they say, yeah, we might have that for you. It's going to cost you. And Tina just went off at this guy. She's like, what do you mean it's going to cost me? That's my television. I'm not going to pay for it. You get that for me, or I'm calling the sheriff's department. Well, right away, the guy gets the TV. He brings it out. They go outside. They load it in the trunk, and zoom. They zoom off back to Duluth. And so this is pretty much this. Was there more to the story that you remember?
Well, I thought I remembered that Tina did have to pay for it.
Oh, did you pay
no,
for that TV?
No, you didn't. Oh, good.
No.
Oh, that's how I always...
But I had money to pay for it.
You had brought money to pay for it?
Yes.
How much did they want for it? Do you remember?
I can't remember. It was many years ago.
But do you think, would you have paid for it?
No.
It's your TV, right?
Yes.
All right. So that was the story on that. And we were talking with her sister today about this story, and she said... Yeah, she couldn't believe she'd never been in a place like that before or since. So, I don't know what the tip is. Be careful on the opening of hunting season where you end up.
Indeed, and this just happens to be the very opening day of hunting season, as Kathy referred to at the beginning. So, Thank you very much. I recalled that story with much amusement for many years, although I had recalled you had to pay almost as much as you had paid for it originally because you liked it so well. But maybe next time you talk to your sister, ask her if make sure she can confirm that. Thank you, Tina and Kathy.
Our pleasure.